I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thank you for those applause. I totally deserve them. Like Maria, I'm still a little bit drunk, hungover, and high from last night. So if you have to laugh, just don't do it. My name is Areski, that's my real name, that's not like a new kind of keyboard or something. If it's too complicated for you, you can call me sir or doctor. I feel there's an injustice when you have a weird name, because you have so much questions, you feel obligated to do research on your own name. You have to become some kind of historian. Like to know its meaning, its origins, and no Paul or Hans had to do this. Now, I had to Google my name, which, well, I don't really mind actually, because it helps me masturbating. My name comes from Algeria, it's in North Africa, I don't know if you know about that. My family, and I moved to France when I was 10, you know, to steal white people's jobs. there is still, in France, this stereotypical thought on North African people, like you've got thieves or terrorists. The whole concept is named racism. I don't know if you have that in Germany. You know, I love racism. I'm fascinated by it. I mean, it's if you think about it, that's the only thing that separates us from the other animals. Like, there's no tiger jacking another tiger because they have more stripes. We only do that. We nailed that corner market, you know, of racism. I have been taught, like hopefully you were too, to respect every culture and treat people the exact same way. I do that, except for poor people. I don't like poor people. I'm not saying that, you know, a poor person is worth less than a rich person. Society tells us that, but I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is just they're annoying, especially for a stand-up show. They ask for an invite. They never really focus on what you're saying because, you know, they're hungry. They never can relate to what I'm talking about. My problems, you know, the cramps sometimes I get in my hands because of the large screen of my iPhone 10. The hard time that I have sitting down because of the thickness of my wallet. They don't want to understand. That's they are, though, a great workforce, the poor people. Because we decided to stop slavery, I don't know. But in theory, we stopped it. But in practice, you can get a glimpse of that. And it's pretty cool to have slaves, because I've never had any slave per se, but I've been to Thailand. And it's, you know, when somebody is cooking you breakfast and it massages you, I had so much more time to focus on my Instagram. That was great. There's something I don't really like poor people too, because they're more religious, you know, and I have a problem with religion. I mean, it makes sense because, you know, when you're rich, you don't have to turn to the sky for an answer, just have money. Just drown the problem under a sea of money. And poor people do that. And the problem I have with religion is the fact that, you know, it creates people without doubt. And that's when people start becoming dangerous, you know, because science doesn't do that. I'm team science. And science doesn't create terrorists. There's no guy in a lab coat with little glasses just throwing Molotov cocktails and saying, death to quantum mechanics! Turing theory is the best! This doesn't exist. I probably hate religion because I've been asked too many times, what's my religion? As you guess, I'm an atheist. Even though I was born in Algeria, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not anything. Because usually what happens is, you know, parents give to their children the cultural, religion, traditions, and stuff like that. In my case, in my family, what happened is my parents actually, instead of that, they gave me intelligence. That's where all we went wrong, because this is what's helping me not believe in magic. And now, of course, I know I'm lucky because, you know, I could have been born more to the South, where statistically speaking, all I would have had from my parents is AIDS. That's enough. Thank you very much.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.